The Nine Tailors by Dorothy L. Sayers.
Read by Ian Carmichael.
1. A short touch of Kent treble Bob Major. 2 courses. 7:04 by the course ends. 6:45:2. 2:3:4:5:6. 8th, the observation. Call her in the middle with a double, before, wrong, and home. Repeated once. Troit. The first course. The bells are rung up. The coil of rope, which it is necessary to hold in the hand, before and whilst raising a bell, always puzzles a learner. It gets into his face, and perhaps round his neck, in which case he may be hanged. Troit. On change ringing.
Ah, that's torn it, said Lord Peter Wimsey.
The car lay helpless and ridiculous, her nose deep in the ditch, her back wheels cocked absurdly up on the bank, as though she were doing her best to bolt to earth and were scraping herself a burrow beneath the drifted snow. Peering through a flurry of driving flakes, Wimsey saw how the accident had come about. The narrow, hump-backed bridge, blind as an eyeless beggar, spanned the dark drain at right angles, dropping plumb down upon the narrow road that crested the dike. Coming a trifle too fast across the bridge, blinded by the bitter easterly snowstorm, he'd overshot the road and plunged down the side of the dike into the deep ditch beyond, where the black spikes of a thorn hedge stood bleak and unwelcoming in the glare of the headlights. Right and left, before and behind, the fen lay shrouded.